It's a sure win, right? Sherwin Williams.
Punch me in the face, please.
My lord.
I'm trying to go deep here.
Yo doesn't have a doghouse. He has a left winger next to Koivu.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Booga booga, I eat poopy diapers.
He can't score the puck if he can't shoot the goal.
It's been known to the state of California to cause cancers.
Well, this is the fanciest setup I've ever seen for a goddamn podcast with 50 listeners.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 57 of Three in the Box, your Drinking to Forget Minnesota Wild Hockey Podcast. This episode is being recorded Sunday, January 11th, 2015. This is Aaron, and in this week's episode, we talk about blow-ups, losing games, and losing legends. In the studio with me is Kenny.
Lemaire.
And Jive.
Hello.
It's not yo.
Oh,
sorry.
And Jive.
Yay.
Well, I think you're kind of jumping the shark here or something, going right to the yo bits here, but...
well, you know, it's...
obviously, it's been a tough week for the Wild, but, you know...
These tears aren't all tears of laughter from the pre-podcast.
You know, hopefully... Besides the Wild week, you guys have had decent weeks outside of hockey land.
Yeah.
Been okay, at least, you know?
You know, I got to work with some fun music this week.
Yeah, getting back into the swing of the things after the holidays and stuff.
Realizing you're actually a wage slave again.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, back to real life. You probably didn't hear me, but I just smacked myself.
The back to life, back to reality.
Right.
Come on, do the falsetto. You know you want to.
Dude, we got these new mics here. You can do it.
I can't hit those notes anymore. Too much testosterone.
You think my leg can reach his nuts?
Oh, before we get into things, you know,
especially Jive's things, apparently.
Before we go down that path, let's just remind you that on Twitter, you can follow us. We're at Three in the Box. Let's talk Wild.
We'll start things out on a somber note here. You probably noticed Zach Parise, he missed a couple games this week as his father's conditions. Got worse with his cancer. And on Wednesday, J.P. Parise did pass away, losing his battle with lung cancer. So we'll just take him a moment now here in his honor.
Well, I think it's, you know, reading his story, especially Russo had a great piece.
Absolutely.
About J.P., you know, some of us, I think all of us, are actually too young to have seen JP play.
He stopped playing before I was born, personally.
Right.
I think, Aaron, you might have been right on the cusp.
I was like one, you know, when he quit.
And... You were definitely seeing him on the TV then.
I've got great memory, but I think that starts at like that, good. That starts at like two or three.
We're gonna keep people guessing at how old Jive is in relevance to us. We're just not going to mention, you know, if he was born or not.
Not that old. I only got a couple gray hairs.
But, you know, a lot of us didn't get to see him. But, you know, between, you know, his coaching days and his time at Shattuck and really nurturing that program,
he nurtured a lot of players that are still playing today.
I mean, after his passing, you saw so many great quotes about, you know, how much of an impact he had. Mm-hmm. I remember watching one of the Blackhawks games, and Taves had a great quote, was that, you know, JP was there. He was almost like a dad to that group.
Yeah,
you know, because he was, you know, omnipresent, really, you know. Yeah. And from the Russo article, there was a really great story that I didn't even realize, is that Zach's mom, JP, met her because she was the 2 millionth North Stars fan, and she won a trip with the team on the road, and that's how...
From what I got out of it, and I could be wrong, it sounded like they met in a restaurant outside of the game, though, like not.
But still
but
on the road.
On the road, yeah.
You know, it's. I find that very fascinating. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I know the you know, also reading that the Wild took care of JP too, knowing, you know, obviously his time was near, putting him on the Wild's personal charter plane to some of the games to make his own father-son trip. You know, he's been with Minnesota hockey for a lot of years.
I mean,
not just as a player, not just as a coach with the NHL teams, but Aaron, like you said, with, you know, Shattuck pushing out a lot of NHL players.
Right.
And now with Zach playing for Minnesota for the past couple of years.
I mean, you could almost make the argument that he's one of the, you know, living or was one of the living patriarchs of Minnesota hockey. You know, it's like him and Lou Nanny are Minnesota hockey, you know?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a sad day, you know?
Yeah.
So, tough loss all around.
No doubt. Well, it doesn't get any better. It really doesn't.
So you don't have anything to brighten our day after that? No,
unfortunately, we don't.
Hence a lot of drinking at the top of this show. Right. I hope you guys are ready for a very, very depressing episode.
If you aren't already 2 sheets into the wind, please pause this podcast, go drink a little, and then come back.
We like bourbon and Zambuca.
Yeah, this would be a podcast. If you're doing the podcast drinking game, you drink every time you say, every time we say Wild lose or something's wrong.
Wait, don't necessarily go that far because we're not paying for any medical bills for alcohol poisoning.
So, you know, at this point, it's looking like the Wild are in a full-blown tailspin. They went 0-3-1 on the week. A single overtime win, overtime loss, sorry, coming against the Sharks, a game in which we were lucky or unlucky enough to attend. the 1-3 in the box outing of the season.
Yep.
Over the span, the Wild have been outscored 7-15. you know, at what point in this week did he go, okay, this is a losing streak right now we got going on?
I
think I said it last Sunday. Does that count for this part of the week?
If you think so, yeah, sure, why not?
And, you know, I guess it was just evident to me seeing it obviously live in person on Tuesday.
It was a meltdown in person. We had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that Sharks game, there was optimism. I think there was some optimism. We're back at home.
Yeah.
There was still hope. There's some things have changed, you know, but there was a thought that, you know, we can do this. We can
get back onto the street.
Yeah, right the ship and, you know, and make things good. And
no.
No. They just followed up with, you know, 4 losses, basically.
And I think they looked okay that game.
They did. I mean, they looked good in the game against the Blackhawks at home.
They haven't looked completely horrible, but, you know.
I mean, enough so that the three of us were heckling some San Jose fans.
yeah, put it lightly.
Put it lightly, right. Kenny's making kids cry.
He gave you the stink eye first, and Aaron spit beer on him.
Not on him, on his jacket. It was not a bright day for us, let's put it that way. And it was the worst day for the Wild, though, because they lost.
Well, they got a point, though.
They did get a point, which is more than you can say about any of the other games this week. But, of course, following that Sharks game...
Yeah, the next day, you know, Yo was caught on video dropping multiple, we'll say presumed F-bombs as it was, you know, bleeped out from the video.
He wasn't actually saying the F-word. He was saying Falk.
he's blaming Falk. Is that your story? You're sticking to it?
I'm like, Falcon A, guys.
If you can't get that through your falk head or falcon head.
Falcon head?
Now you're a falcon.
You mother falkers.
Well, you know, I actually, you know, had heard from a previous, or I had heard previously from an inside source that it wasn't falk that he was saying. And that it was a bad word that we shouldn't say on this podcast.
Folin?
Foline.
Zucker?
There's no Folin around. There's no... You mother Zuckers.
At this is the point in the podcast where we're happy. That might be due to the amount of beers and shots that we had drank previous to numb the pain.
Because we did see a Blackhawks
well,
tromping of us. We will get tonight. To that.
So this local television station had posted it to their website later in the day with Yo kind of blowing up and dropping F-bombs. And, you know, this is after an OT loss, but a point. So, I mean, you should have kind of been happy about it.
Right.
To the San Jose Sharks on Tuesday, as Aaron was saying earlier. You know, and it looked like a good game, but it did look like they kind of decided to just give up at one point. So, going back to Yo, though, you know, apparently after his blow-up, it hasn't done much to change anything for the team, especially on the positive side. You know, they lost to Chicago twice this week and once to Nashville on Saturday. So Yo's blow-up, was this a stage deal for the media and fans to show that he actually cares because he doesn't have that emotion on the bench during the games?
I think it's all theater. It was so many people are saying, Yo doesn't just get fired up. Why doesn't he just yell and scream? You know, and I think we've talked about this before, and
I think you put an extra word in there. Up. Yo doesn't get fired. Sorry. <Well. laughs> that was a long
That was a stretch there.
it was. Call me Armstrong.
But anyway, you know, he's not ranting and raving. You know, he's not doing his John Tortorella impersonation. And some fans want to hear the coach berating their players. But, you know, let's be real here. These guys are paid a lot of money, you know.
To be professionals.
Right. Do they really need to be yelled at to actually score some freaking goals?
Right.
You know?
I don't know if I'd exactly call it theater.
It was bad acting if it was.
Well, and this is the other thing. I mean, Yo's a fairly soft-spoken guy anyways, so even his yells are like, did somebody say something? You know? So I don't think that it exactly maybe was anything staged. I think that his frustrations are probably true. I think that the whole team is probably frustrated at this point. You know that they don't go out there every day, you know, man, I hope we can lose this one again, you know. Well, I mean, it's got to get frustrating at some point. Yeah, they're human beings too, and I'm sure that the frustration level just kind of reached a boiling point, and that's what happened.
Well, that's the thing is, I mean, do these players need someone to yell at them to know that they've lost? I mean,
I mean,
you can make the age-old joke about athletes being idiots, but I don't think any of these guys are that dumb or they don't know they haven't lost a whole bunch of games in a row in a spectacular fashion.
Right.
You know?
And I don't think that that maybe, because I did hear some comments from Yo about it afterwards, and it wasn't meant, you know, as that. I think that it was more of just his frustration level built up, and he did. He had an outburst. I mean, and it gets caught on tape. Yay. And, I mean, just like lots of other things in these days, things get caught on video.
Everybody has a camera.
Right.
In their pocket now.
And
so it wasn't vertical video, though.
No, he must have been using Android.
But that's the thing, though. I blow up at my kids. I've blown up at my kids before. That doesn't mean that I think that me, you
how
know.
Many, how many millions of dollars are you paying your kids, though?
Right. But but still, it's not that I think when I raise my voice, it's going to, you know, magically make them, you know, right.
Right.
It's not. It just doesn't work that way. But sometimes the frustration just gets there.
But Jive, honestly, I mean, do your kids go 3 weeks without doing something right?
Yeah.
Kenny, do you go 3 weeks without doing something right?
All the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hence the self-employment, because I can go from employer to employer, and I just, you know, go that route. Anyways.
I'm stupid, not... I'm Canadian, and I love cigarettes.
Almost, minus the Canadian part.
Wee wee frog frog.
That's the French Canadian. You know, somebody was bound to blow up on the team. And maybe Yo is taking one for the team rather than the captains actually blowing up at everybody else going, what the F are we doing here, guys? You know, we got to pull our heads out of our arses and get something going because we got an English guy on the team.
And you did have Parisi out too, so you're missing one of your...
One of your leaders.
And let's be honest, you know, I know we're going to... That's kind of on our docket here, but, you know, Suter and Koivu haven't actually been lighting things up, you know, playing-wise. So it would be a lot harder for them to go, why aren't you guys playing right when they themselves aren't playing very well themselves?
Well, and
you know?
Okay, I am kind of jumping ahead, but, you know, Parisi was also on the last two games, and it still has kind of been a blowout, too.
Right.
It hasn't been good.
Well, I think we're already going down that road, but so, you know, what's wrong? You know, despite Yo's blow-up, the Wild keep on losing. 15 goals in four games is not good from a goaltending or defensive standpoint. Many defensive lapses, like Falk against the Predators just last night. You've got Backstrom looking like a cheap concrete lawn ornament for several games.
Wow, you're giving him credit.
He's not looking like a lawn jockey, so
you know,
or a garden gnome. So
I've actually Aaron, forgive me, please. I just had the best idea for a Wild goalie, and it would cost the team maybe $30.
Okay.
You know those practice goalie shootout things you can get for your basement where it's got like the five cutouts?
The five holes, right.
Just strap it to the net. And, you know, Spurgeon would end up saving half the goals anyway.
It would open up some cap space. We don't have to worry about him getting injured.
Yeah.
He gets hurt, we can tape him up with duct tape.
This is true. And what Spurgeon doesn't save, Brodziak would save, right?
Brodziak actually had a pretty nice save against Chicago tonight. He reversed five-hole Backstrom.
Well, and then what do
how,
we do?
Hold on. Let's go back to that Brodziak play. How bad is that not only does Backstrom allow a five-hole goal coming from the front, but he also allows it to come from the back and shoot out? How slow is he?
I think it might have bounced. Actually, from behind him, though, it came from behind the goal.
He doesn't give up a whole lot of five-hole goals, though.
Yeah, this is, well.
But that goes back to him being pretty much solid if it's a straight-on shot. It's almost always to his side because he has no lateral movement.
Mm-hmm. Or he tries to cheat it way too much and there's no defense on the other side of him.
Right.
Again, $30.
Yeah, but what do we do when Kemper's back? Because he's out right now.
Stick with the $30. Put the five holes up on.
But aside from goalies, we also have a problem on the offensive side. No one aside from Zucker is scoring. You know, Pominville, he's getting assists, but he's not getting goals right now. And we need goals from him. Vanek, even when he looks good, he fails to complete passes to... basically, sure goals. I mean, goals that are waiting for the picking, and he's missing passes. But those aren't the only two. I mean, there's there's plenty of blame to go around to the whole team offensively. And then health. I mean, this team continues to struggle with illness and injury. We've got several players out right now.
I bet if we looked at and went back and listened to last year's podcast, we were talking about the exact same thing as far as health and injuries go. It seems to be an onset of this team around this time of the year.
Okay, but is that a problem? Is that a failure of the of? Is that a chance?
No,
or is that poor? You know,
I'm thinking it's a piss poor excuse. I think we don't have enough depth to cover when these guys get injured to pull up guys that are noteworthy. We don't have solid lines.
All teams battle the injury.
Absolutely.
Bug.
Sure, sure.
And I think...
Have many teams battled the injury and illness bug like the Wild have this year?
I think you're looking at this as a homer.
This has been ridiculously large, though.
I honestly...
How many players have not missed games this year?
Not many.
Koivu, I think, maybe?
No, I'd have to take it.
I mean, regardless. How many teams have, like, one player has played all the games? That is pretty rare, regardless of whether you want to chalk it up to homerism or not. That's pretty insane. We're only halfway through the season.
I still think, looking at it, even trying to say it's been a homer, it's been injuries, it's been sickness... We should have the depth to cover this.
So are you blaming Fletcher? Wait,
no, not yet, because we look at this at the beginning of the season going, we've got all this depth, and then half these guys pan out.
No, we weren't.
Yeah.
We didn't have depth.
I do remember us talking about...
We talked about depth.
We had four solid lines that were clicking.
But that's absolutely.
That's depth in the NHL squad. That's not backup depth.
Coming from
if you got an injury or an illness,
yeah,
we're effed.
Coming up from Iowa, we don't have much.
No, we don't.
So then that's not depth.
No, it isn't.
Schroeder up this. I mean,
Schrader.
Schrader looked good.
He looked good. I mean, in the two games he played, I mean, he didn't really contribute anything, but he was in on plays that he should be in on.
How is this for depth? Our top line center is a year and a half out of college that he never even finished.
Right.
Over a season.
And this is like 2 weeks after he was a healthy scratch because he wasn't hustling.
Yeah. Over a season vet who also happens to be the captain.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to start with you. Going off of what you're saying, though, do we blame Fletcher for not having the depth? Do we... blame him for not giving us the right combination of players. And, you know, and particularly with not having depth on goalie. You know, we're hurt. I think we're hurting right now. I mean, I don't know where Kemper's sitting at save percentage-wise, but I'm pretty sure Backstrom right now is below 9.9. I think that's not – we're not going to – no team is going to win anything with goalies like that.
And then you look down to the AHL and – you're looking for some more help down there. And
those guys aren't doing too well either.
There's no help to be had.
You've got Curry, who hasn't played well. I mean, basically, but you also have to keep in mind, they fired the head coach in Iowa and Klein endorsed.
Yeah.
So there was problems in Iowa to begin
our
with.
Our goalie cannot stand up. Tell you what, get some rope.
So there's problems right there as far as that team in Iowa.
Yeah.
But then again, at the same point, how much we don't watch the games in Iowa, so we don't know how much of the blame goes on the goalie for all the goals that he's given up.
Well, they're also going to have a separate goalie coach down there than what's up here.
This is true, but I think a bigger question is if we don't have depth there, you know, if he's playing behind a bunch of scrubs, how many goals can he be expected not to give up? You know,
well, here's my bit of a rant with what needs to happen. I think we, and I've been pretty vocal about it, is I think our goalie situation has been screwed from the beginning of the year. I think...
So you're saying you want Briz?
I've always said I wanted Briz back, although, you know, we looked at his numbers earlier tonight, and...
they're not good.
It's about on par for what the Wild's doing right now.
Or worse.
Or a little worse. But I'm blaming Fletcher.
You're blaming Fletcher, okay.
I'm blaming Fletcher. I think you know, we don't have the guys that can get called up to actually help fill in on the fourth line. We can't move up the fourth line guys to third line. We're putting third line centers on number one centers.
But then, isn't that a failure of Yo for not playing the right players and lines, or not having enough fire to yell at them at the right time rather than, you know, when they're at the very bottom, you know?
Isn't there a song right. about shouldn't the shouldn't right it be time like
smacking them on the back of the head and the right on the bench there, right in front of the crowd, and saying, "Get moving," you
Should
know?
We I punch mean, him in the face. Right.
Get the Falk moving,
Mother Zucker.
We're done fooling around.
Wow.
Apparently we're not done fooling around, though.
This is the worst pun show ever.
I was thinking the worst podcast ever, but I'll go with the pun show.
So you're blaming Fletcher.
I'm going to say right now, I'm going to go with Fletcher for not giving...
For not giving Yo the tools that he needs?
He's got the tools.
Okay.
For his top three lines. Two lines. He's got the tools for two solid lines. Yeah, I'm going to stick with two solid lines. But he doesn't have the tools for goalies, and I think right now the D is lacking. I don't think anybody's locking up on D. Suter, I mean, we've seen him just playing like absolute... What was he, a minus four tonight? Minus three?
Minus three, I think that puts him at minus five on the season, I think.
Minus five on the season or like minus eight since he's been back?
I think it's minus five on the season.
But
but minus three tonight, minus one last night, and I think he was minus one going into last night.
He's been minus, I think, almost every game since he's come back from the
Mons. Who on the Wild hasn't been minus as of late?
this is a fair point here. But who is our all-star?
Healy?
Our one all-star? Right.
Right.
Yeah. Are we bringing Healy back?
Maybe.
Is it like bringing sexy back?
You know, on this point, I think that I would have to blame at this point, though. I want to blame Mio. I can't put all the blame on him because, like you mentioned, these are professional players.
Yep.
I mean, this is your job. You're expected to come to work.
Yep.
Expected to do the things that you do every day on a day-in, day-out basis. Slumps aside, I mean,
yep.
Everybody can't be slumping like that. I mean, something is wrong. And I don't know. Yo has had kind of a history of this, you know, throughout his seasons with the Wild. I mean, this continues to kind of be an ongoing story. We've never been that super powerhouse team here, but we're always like scratching and clawing just to try to make it into the playoffs.
Right.
And I mean, really, I feel that Yo has been given a lot of tools to work with. I mean, bringing the likes of a Parise, a Suter, bringing now Vanek in. I agree the goaltending maybe has been a little on the shaky side, and I'll be one of the first to say you need a hot goaltender to, you know, go far and make it far in the playoffs. But
just to go back to the goaltender thing here,
yeah.
You know, look at the Wild right now and how much we're struggling. Look at the Nashville Predators last year.
Yeah,
they didn't have Pekka-Rinne for most of the season,
mm-hmm.
and they stunk.
Yeah,
this year they're the top of the West.
Right.
They're, you know what, they're over 750. 75% of the games they're winning. Over right. 75% of the games they're winning.
Thanks to a goalie.
Thanks to a goalie.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Fletcher deserves at least a sixth of the blame for this.
Fair enough.
For the goalie. The goalie situation. Or actually, no, I'll split that. I'll say he deserves a twelfth of that. The other half goes to Harding. For screwing this team.
What about Bob Mason?
I don't think it's Mason's fault. I think it's Harding's fault and Fletcher's fault. Harding has put this team in a terrible spot as far as goalies go.
From the beginning of the year.
From the beginning of the year. Yes. Him and Backstrom were going to split time. Kempert's going to start off in Iowa, and that way...
Possibly start off in Iowa.
You got a KHL, right? So he's going to start off in Iowa.
Locomotive?
Too soon. So he's going to start off in Iowa.
Well, he's dying here, so I mean...
Well, he could have spent, you know... Even if he started the season with us, we had waivers on him. We could have sent him down with waivers and no problem, but he exceeded his service time. We can't send him down now without passing through waivers. This is all due to Harding breaking his foot. So in my book, Harding gets a 12th of that. Fletcher gets a 12th of that. That's the goalie problem right there. The other problem, the other five players, that's all skaters. They're all, with the exception of Zucker and Parisi, I can't think of any two players in this team where I go, wow, they're playing with, you know, a need to win right now.
Yeah,
Nino's up and down.
I mean, he hasn't scored a goal in a month and change now.
But he's still second in the team for goals right. for.
I mean,
that's what you call streaky then.
the guys that we have that are playing with like some sort of vigor, they don't score. You know, that's the Matt Cooks and
Mikko Koivus, apparently.
Carters of the world.
Yeah.
You know, Koivu doesn't play with vigor, though. I mean,
when you piss him off, he does.
Yeah, but we can't depend on angry Finn every day, you know?
Maybe, you know what we should do? Do you remember in Slapshot where they put the bounty on the guy's head?
Yeah.
Maybe we should start calling into, like, opposing teams' radio stations and putting bounties on Koivu's head.
Wow, that's awfully dark, dude.
Well, enough that they start going after him, piss him off, because you know when you piss off Koivu, he turns into angry Finn, and it's like the Hulk all over.
I guess. Finnish Hulk.
Yeah.
So I'm going...
Falk. Finnish Hulk. Falk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Worst puncast ever.
Yeah, this is going the total wrong direction here.
Okay, so I...
Drink.
So I'm going with the players are the ones to blame. Kenny, you're saying Fletcher?
Yeah, I'm going with Fletcher... Yeah,
and Jive, it sounds like you're going Yo, actually.
Yeah, I think that he's had, you know, multiple goals at this, and I mean, we've revolved and changed some of the personnel. I agree to a certain point, though, that we don't have the goalies to do this right now. But
that would be Fletcher's fault. That'd be siding with me.
Or maybe it's just Backer's fault because he stinks.
But I still think that
he can't move laterally.
I still think though that the more brunt of the blame would go to Yo at this point. So I mean, that said, what do we do to right the ship right now? Are we looking at adding offense, trading for a goalie maybe? More Herbies. I saw the players out there doing Herbies back and forth. Oh man, I remember the days as a hockey player when you pissed a coach off and he made you do those.
Yeah, well, they were doing a lot of them on Wednesday.
Yeah, until you basically puke. Oh man, how about this? I got an idea. Maybe we build them a new stadium. That'll help them play better.
That's worked well in Minnesota,
right?
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, something...
Actually, I guess it did for the Twins after, like, what, 6 years?
No, it just means that Parisi will have a career year and then turn into a pumpkin.
Right.
Well, that happens.
A la Joe Mauer.
Right. Zach Mauer Parise.
He did have twins, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, man. We're falked.
All right, so but something here has got to change in order for things to improve. I mean, I don't know if I have the answer to what it is, but the Wild have now fallen to meager 500, and I guess, I mean, any hope or that we had at a shot for the playoffs is really waning at this point right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my question to you guys would be, is our answer to this, is it on, you know, all the wild woes here? I can say that. That's kind of a tongue twister, you know?
Wheel Wively Wednesday.
So is the answer to the Wild's woes, is it on our current roster right now? I mean, do we have the personnel? Do we have what we need to go ahead?
We can have all the personnel that we want. We can have the latest and greatest stadium or arena that we want. The only way a Minnesota team wins a championship is A, if they're baseball, or B, they're women. Or C, they move to a different city, i.e., you know, down to Texas or, you know, out to L.A.
Hush. Well, it took the Twins 27 years to win a championship, though.
They did it, what, 7 years after getting a new stadium?
6 years.
6 years.
But they got it the same year. They changed their logo, though.
Ah, to get rid of the old guard.
Old TC. And since we brought back the old TC.
Haven't won.
So we should shoot TC Bear.
Yes.
Can we execute him alongside Nordy?
Okay.
You gotta love Nordy's drum, though, man.
Okay. So I'm gonna answer your question, though. Is the solution on their current roster?
Yeah.
No.
No.
The goaltending is Kemper may be there someday. I see him, and I, at this point, I'm going, how is he much different than Matt Hackett, who we traded away to Buffalo? I'm not convinced that he's any better than Matt Hackett at this point. Backstrom is old and slow. He's a statue. And you need goalies. Beyond that, we're not scoring. Scoring could come around. I'm not concerned as much about scoring, but the goalies, I think it's you can't fix it without trading for someone. And you know what? To get a good goalie, you're going to have to give up primary pieces. Yeah. And I don't think the Wild should do that. I think at best they can hope for is getting someone in free agency next year. But I don't know who there really is going to be to pick up, you know?
The goalies, I think this is the worst the Wild have ever had in a goalie situation. I know, last year it was a little difficult and there was a lot of back and forth and picking up, you know, Briz right before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Previous to that, though, I think that's the one thing that came out of the Risenborough era, though, is we always had really good goaltending. And we had...
No, we didn't.
I wouldn't say really good. We had
Lemaire's system, and we played a trap defense and neutral zone trap.
Damn it, it keeps going back to that where they just weren't getting the shots on the goalies.
No. That's basically it.
Okay, so then do we need help with our D?
We're giving up the fewest shots on goal per game.
Yeah.
In the league.
And that's fine, though. But I think the better stat to look at, which, you know, I don't have it in front of my face right now, but would be like the quality chances that the other teams get.
Yeah, fair enough.
Those looks at like the wide open nets off of a off of a rebound. I mean, goalies, they do. They'll give up a rebound here and there. And basically, once that rebound goes up, it's like, who's covering that guy on the backside,
right?
You know?
Right.
I mean, yeah, sometimes they're going to be free, but it seems like a lot of times that, you know, these guys there's guys left wide open there to just, you know, they don't even get a stick on their stick to try to block it.
You know, it actually brings up a good point, and I don't think the forwards have been terrible.
Yeah.
The defense has been a mess. Tonight, you know, we saw Blum and Suter paired together. They're on the ice for three of the goals against. Suter would be out of position, and Blum would be in position, kind of, but hapless at best.
Yeah.
And I know we've got injuries. You know, Ballard's basically
He may be done for his career.
He's talking possible retirement if things don't work out.
Yeah,
so, and when a guy's talking retirement, that's not a good sign. And like we've said about injuries and illness, it's been a revolving door through the infirmary for everyone on this team defensively. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, injuries and illness. We'll stick with that.
I don't know. But still, even beyond the defensive side of things, you're saying that the forwards are doing okay. But, I mean, the two defensemen in their defensive zone aren't the only ones who are there. Usually in most systems, like a center is responsible for coming back in and helping out lower in the defensive
that
zone.
That should be the case, yes.
Clearing guys out of the front. We're looking at like Koivu.
Hala's
a little bit small Granlin. To be clearing guys out from in front of the net. But, I mean, that's what we're
our
talking about, too.
Our defense aren't even doing that, though, either.
No. And that's half the problem, I think.
We just let them park in front of our net, and we don't park anyone in front of their net.
Yeah. Our centers aren't in front of either net.
You know, Coyle's been doing it a little more lately.
Yeah, I've seen Coyle out there.
You see it from Niederreiter sometimes. Yeah. You see it from Vanek occasionally.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen anyone other than those three.
This still perplexes me. The Wild make it into the playoffs last season. We have a team that turns around and plays like a team that we have not seen before. I mean, against Colorado, Chicago, like, where did these guys come from? And the playoffs are a second season, don't get me wrong.
Right. Yeah.
How did none of this relay over into this season?
Oh, it did. Remember how great this team looked
at the beginning? Yeah, they started all great.
And look at how bad Colorado looked at the beginning of the season. And now they're above us in the standings.
This brings me back to my point about Yo again. I mean, yes, these guys are professionals, but yes, they are also humans too. If you come to work every day and you're doing your job how, you know, you think you can do your job, but it's just still never good enough. Like, you're not succeeding in your job. You're not, your team isn't advancing anywhere or something like that. I mean, it's
so you're saying the players are looking for an out to go somewhere else because they're bored with what they're currently doing.
No, I'm not saying that they're looking for an out. Everybody wants to succeed.
Players are saying, though, that Yo's system works. It's just that they're not performing.
Yeah.
I mean, they said that.
They're on board with it.
They no one's saying Yo is, the only person who's saying Yo is garbage is Clayton Stoner, because he got bumped from time last season when he was behind Suter playing 50 minutes a game, you know?
At this point, I'm not even calling Yo garbage. What I'm saying, though, is that, you know, all the other pieces of the puzzle have been shifted around. Maybe they just didn't land in the right places at the right time.
So,
but
Well, with the players backing up Yo, essentially what they're saying is either A, we have Jim Jones as a coach, and they're just following his lead, or B, we're overpaying these guys for what they should be doing. And that's coming out of their mouths, essentially.
But really, what the point was that I was trying to get back to about Yo in this situation, though, was that I mean, we need a morale booster at this point right now. The outburst earlier in the week doesn't seem to have changed anything.
Nope.
Go
figure. A guy just has a tantrum and no one responds to it.
Right. You're going to be looking
for your
coach to be professional about
it. It's like, how many teams have gone back after a fight on the ice and go, yeah, you know.
Right.
How many were there against Nashville?
Right. That didn't turn us around. We still lost the game, you know, blaringly, you know.
But what we really do need, though, is a good solid win. I mean, the Wild just need to come out and they need to perform. And hopefully maybe something within the next week here
might be able to help us out with that.
Well, I know you want to go there, but I'm just going to lay this one last posit this one last piece of thought here.
Okay.
This last stretch of games has been a very tough stretch.
You're playing against some very tough teams.
Predators, Blackhawks, I mean,
Stars, the Sharks.
I mean, yeah, these are all very tough teams.
Right. And last win was against the Maple Leafs, who are in the other conference.
Right.
But
we do need to start winning some of those games.
If we're ever planning to do anything. Right. And it's not going to get any easier. I mean, we got Penguins coming up, right?
We do have Penguins coming up.
But we may have an easier game.
Here's what's on tap for the next week. At least until you hear from us again. We've got Penguins. The Wild are on the road at Penguins. Then they're at Buffalo against the Sabres. And then they're home again on Saturday against the Coyotes.
Note that they're away a couple games here.
They are away.
They haven't been doing very well at home lately, right?
So here's some crazy things to look at, though. The last time the Wild faced the Penguins, it started a four-game losing streak, which happened to be ended by a 6-3 win over the Sabres. So, you know, you got that going against you, going for you. You know, take it as you may.
Yeah, but the Wild also haven't beat the Penguins at home or on the road since 2011.
You know, the one thing I really don't like talking about is Minnesota teams and the Penguins. That brings me back to my Vietnam days. Or, I mean, 1991.
So then you were around when J.P. Parise was playing, right?
No, I meant the 91 days.
Okay.
But against the Coyotes, so the Wild have a shutout against the Coyotes, and they also won in a shootout against the Coyotes. So that could go one way or the other as well.
And the Sabres, we know where they sit as far as
they're
talent
down there.
Goes. So.
The Coyotes are right around where the Wild are at. I think a couple of points either direction. Are we looking to see a win, lose, or maybe get 2 points in three games for the next week? What are you guys thinking for total points?
I'm hoping for 4 points.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we get at least like 3 or 4 points out of the week. My fear for the week, though, would be that we do go in Thursday and lose to the Sabres on their home ice. And I think that could just...
That would be the meltdown.
That could be the nuclear bomb that just blows the season right there, really. I guess that would be my fear, but I do hope that we pull, 3 or 4 points out of the week at least.
You know, I'm hoping to see three.
Yeah.
I really am. If anything, it would at least start to maybe get them back on track. I would like to see four. I would love to see six.
I'm gonna say if we don't get four out of these three games, the season's done. I'm gonna say that.
It's about getting to that point. I mean, we're coming up.
If we don't see four, or we don't see three.
We don't see four.
Yeah, we're coming up on the All-Star break. We're
halfway through the season right now. I mean, the Wild need to win games. Yeah. And you need to win games against the Coyotes and the Sabres, and we do have the All-Star game coming up here.
Yeah.
We alluded to, Suter's our one sole All-Star nominee, and we'll also get to see these really great All-Star jerseys, right?
Do you like lime green and black and chrome and...
They keep on pushing the chrome thing. They did the stadium series. They're like, you guys really like chrome, don't you?
Well, stainless steel is big these days, you know?
You like chrome, people and you like Coors Light.
People are redoing their kitchens and stuff with the stainless steel look and the brush nickel.
Are they going to jump on with the father-son team that built motorcycles out of New York and
orange shopper or orange county chopper.
Well, you know, because, you know, chrome. Everything's got to be chrome and stainless steel. And, man, if we see a resurgence of them. Yeah. Oh, good Lord. We could be screwed.
We could be. So, anyways.
So
I'm going 4 points. You're going 3 and...
I'm hoping for 3, at least 50%.
I'm going to say 3 points in the week. I want 4. I don't know what they're going to get, but I'm wanting 4.
You can't always get what you want.
I'm right. I'm
but sometimes you get what you need.
I'm going for 3. I'm hoping for 4.
I need 6 points then, damn it.
I'm loving 6, but I don't see 6 happening. And nope. I think we should talk about why none of us see 6 happening.
Game of the week.
All right.
So last week, Kenny made the choice of Sharks at Wild. That was our big game that we went to, actually.
It was.
Yeah. And we almost killed Kenny.
Yeah, because he won the week.
Am I the only one that got...
He's the only one who picked the Sharks to win, and he picked the goals right on the dot.
Am I the only one so far this season to pick the winner with exact points?
No.
Jives doesn't, which is why Jives got such a lead on both of us.
That's right.
Which is why Jive has...
Well, that he never picks the Wild like a smart person, so...
Well... Man, either we're all really smart or we're all really...
I'm stupid, I'm Canadian, and I love cigarettes.
Exactly.
So with that, you know, our next game of the week, I'm now in the bottom. So I'm going for Wild at Penguins. I was hoping that I'd trick Kenny into picking the Wild, but not even he is foolish enough to pick the Wild right now. We all picked the Penguins, right?
We did. With three different scores.
With 3 different scores. I went with a low scoring game of 4-1 or 3-1, so 4 goals.
I got 5 goals. I'm the next one up from that.
3-2?
I'm thinking 4-1. I'm thinking it's gonna be a repeat of Chicago.
Ouch.
And Jive.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with 6 total goals. I think that hopefully the slumping offense will come out of its shell and some of those ones off the posts are going to actually start to bounce in for us. Something's got to give here.
Yeah, but with 6, you're going with 6 total points. That means the Wild will get a whole 2 points.
So the Wild will score a couple of goals here. Like I said, they'll come out of their offensive slump. How many games have they scored just 1 goal in recently?
Oh, you know, Aaron, I just realized why we all pick Pittsburgh.
Why?
The last 2 hockey games that we watched, all 3 of us together, involved
Pierre.
I think he tainted us.
He talked about Crosby enough during the Wild games where we go, Crosby will win.
We were on the opposite side of the arena of him.
We could hear him talking about Crosby over there.
The acoustics are that good in the Excel.
Except for the bass.
It's all about the bass.
Yeah, there's no bass going. It is pretty horrible.
I'm going with that's why subconsciously we've all picked the Penguins.
I hope we're all losers and the Wild win.
It could also happen to maybe deal with we had a Pittsburgh fan in house briefly.
No, it has nothing to do with that actually.
No, I hope not. He won't listen to the podcast anyways.
With that, I think we're about done. Yeah. Are we done making puns?
I think we roasted this bird.
Yep. Are we punned out?
Yeah, we're just not punny anymore.
Yes. Okay, then. We really are because we got nothing to say.
I'm
so
sick of you, Mother Zucker.
Well, when I'm not live tweeting Wild games for 3 in the Box, and that's at 3 in the Box on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at Aaron3ITB. Lastly, a blatant plug for my band, Pinrot, which you can find at pinrot.com. Jive.
Yeah, you can follow me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
Kenny?
And you can follow me at RottenK999, you know, doing stuff.
So let's hope for some wild wins, and we'll see you next week.
4 points at least?
Six.
Six.
Three.